2016-17 budget, investing in Kardinia Shire. Council has adopted a budget with a commitment of more than $36 million to be invested in new community and recreation facilities, road and footpath construction and maintenance, and other significant capital works in 2016-17. An additional $9.16 million will be spent on new and existing assets in Kardinia Shire, compared to 2015-16. Key projects include sporting and recreation facilities in Pakenham, Officer, Lang Lang and Emerald, while road and footpath renewal and maintenance across the Shire will continue to be a priority. Meanwhile, Council did not apply for a variation to the rate cap and therefore rates will increase by 2.5%. Mayor Councillor Jodie Owen said it was the first year of rate capping which had provided a unique challenge. This has been a very important budget for Council to prepare when considering both the rate cap and the Big Budget Brainstorm, BBB, ideas put forward by our community. We want to be able to continue to deliver the infrastructure and services that our communities need while also recognising that many people are doing it tough. Our staff have worked hard in recent years to get Council to a position where we could successfully balance rate capping with community needs to deliver a realistic budget for residents, Councillor Owen said. We listen to you and are happy to be working to delivering some of the projects and ideas identified in the BBB. Council will also invest $19.5 million into renewing and upgrading roads, bridges and footpaths, replacing drainage and improving recreation reserves and sporting facilities. Thank you for your feedback. Council introduced a new feedback option on the 2016-17 budget. The quick online survey was completed by over 1,380 residents, with almost half responding that they were generally happy with the services and facilities Council provides. Residents were particularly happy with libraries, garbage and waste, and community and family services. Mayor Councillor Jodie Owen said it was the most feedback Council had received on a draft budget. It was fantastic to see so many people willing to share their thoughts and ideas with Council on which services they value. Thank you to everyone who took a few minutes to complete the survey, she said. Budget 2016-17 Fast Facts. Rates increase 2.5%, 5.5% increase in 2015-16. Garbage charge to rise by $6.85 from $228.20 to $235.05. Service levels have been maintained at same standards as previous year. Capital Works Program, $36.8 million, $6.7 million increase on 2015-16. Green waste charge to rise by $3.85 from $129 to $132.85. Net cost of services to be delivered to the community is $98 million, up $7.1 million on 2015-16. Kardinia Shire population 2015, 90,325. Total revenue to be received via rates is $66.6 million. Highlights at a glance. Roads, bridges and drainage, $9.19 million. Roads renewals, $4.59 million. O'Sullivan's Hill and Peat Streets, Pakenham Special Charge Scheme, $3 million. Bridge renewals, $600,000. Wheeler Road Mary Knoll Special Charge Scheme, $250,000. Footpaths and bike trails, $1.51 million. Footpaths, new and renewal, $1 million. Pedestrian and bicycle strategy, $250,000. Emerald Gembrook Trail, $150,000. Equestrian trails, new and renewal, $100,000. Recreation, leisure and community facilities, $17.33 million. IYU Recreation Reserve, $3.52 million. Hills Community Hub, $3.5 million. Arena Child and Family Centre, $2.1 million. Heatherbrae Recreation Reserve Pavilion, $2 million. Lang Lang Sporting Facilities, $2 million. Parks, Open Spaces and Streetscapes, $3.03 million. Deep Creek Reserve Upgrade, $2.5 million. Playground Renewals, $180,000. Pepe's Land, $100,000. Rates explained. Revenue from rates is used to provide infrastructure and services to the community. Our rating strategy is designed to ensure a fair and equitable distribution of rates revenue across different property categories. In line with the Fair Go rate system implemented by the Victorian Government, general rates are to increase by 2.5% for 2016-17. However, it is also a year that rates will be revalued, so ratepayers will see a change in their rates based on how property values change, and the total overall rate revenue collected by Council will increase by 2.5%. The rates are levied by applying a rate in the dollar against the capital improved value of the property. More info, cardinia.vic.gov.au/rates.